The Steve Gruber Show. And yes, he does think he's smarter than his boss. Here's Steve.
All right, well, the Trump train is rolling into West Michigan today, as you well know. It's the first stop for the president since the Mueller report dropped, and Attorney General William Barr gave a clean bill of health saying there is nothing here. No collusion, no obstruction. As the report states, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That's great news, and it has changed the mood, I am quite sure, in the White House of the Trump team, because now they can come to Michigan. Trust me, there's going to be a spiking of the football, and why wouldn't there be after a couple of years? But there's also going to be a lot of policy talk as well. Kayleigh McEnany is here, National Press Secretary for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. Kayleigh, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Steve.
There's got to be a lot of excitement, a lot of very fired up people. I see the president is out tweeting it up this morning. He's got to be in a good mood.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, our campaign manager, Brad Parscale, spends quite a bit of time with him and said, he's just pumped. You know, he's in a happy mood. He's relieved. He knows he did nothing. And so did his campaign. We knew that. The White House knew that. But, of course, he had the special counsel on his heels, this roving special counsel on the Democrats, lying each and every day. Adam Schiff saying, I have thousands of evidence of collusion and Jerry Nadler and all of these lies for more than 2 years, really, because the FBI investigation began long before the Mueller investigation. So I think we're going to see a pretty excited president this evening who's relieved and knows now he can just work for the American people.
Don't you think it's probably terribly sad to be Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff? I mean, it's just got to be a tough place to be. Anyway, what else do they got to cling to? The Mueller report is dropped. There's nothing for them to cling to. They're trying to change the narrative. They're trying to find some way to squeeze something of value out of it. And there's just nothing there. And for CNN and MSNBC and all these other networks that focused on this so heavily for 2 years, how embarrassing.
That's exactly right. You know, the media, they were the aiders and abettors of the Democratic Party. And it wasn't just, you know, one of them. It was many of them. It was all of the liberal TV networks, liberal radio stations out there. And it was all of the Democratic Party. I mean, it was more than Nadler. It was more than Schiff. It was Beto O'Rourke, who 35 minutes before the Mueller exoneration came down, said, hey, there is absolutely evidence of collusion. They were lying to the American public over and over and over, and you're right. Now they're upset. Now they're trying to find any possible way to squeeze themselves out of this scenario where they're caught peddling Russia collusion conspiracy theories.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Kayleigh, here's my 5-point plan to win Michigan in the Rust Belt, because after the midterms, I said two things. Number one, that the president and his team had to refocus on the Rust Belt, being Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, the states that carried him to victory in 2016. And the Democrats were warned not to overplay their hand. We see how that's gone for them. But here are the 5 points that I think get in Michigan. You tell me where I'm right or wrong. I think, first of all, he can take a victory lap, and he can enjoy that. He has earned it with all the bad press and all the things that have been said about him and his family and his administration. So the no collusion and no obstruction, that's fine. But health care, the economy, national security, which includes our border, plus Korea, Iran, and then American pride. I think it's the intangible. Talk about it's okay to believe and love this country. It's okay that we are the cleanest, greenest nation on earth. You can talk to the hunting and fishing crowd. You can talk about our oceans and lakes and rivers and what a wonderful place it is and how wonderful it is to be an American. Those are the 5 things, Kayleigh, that I think help this president win again in 2020. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think all of that is right. I mean, it's so hard to cram it into 5 things, right? Because the president has done so much. There's a long litany of achievements. I think you hit on 5 of the absolute key ones. And for me, one of the things that I get particularly excited about, and I think it's an animating principle of the election, is beyond just the economy and the jobs numbers that we all hear about, it's wages. It's the fact that just last week, we learned that wages for those in the bottom half of the income spectrum are growing twice as fast as the top. That pretty much obliterates Bernie Sanders and the socialist theory that wages are not going up, that tax cuts don't trickle down and help those, the employees and those needing it most and those at the minimum wage level. It's just false. Everyone's benefiting from the Trump economy, whether it's benefits at your job or your wage going up. So, you know, that is going to, I think, store him the victory, much like it did Ronald Reagan in 1984.
And I'll give you one other thing here, because I've had the opportunity. Kayleigh McEnany here from the Trump 2020 campaign. I can tell you this, Kayleigh. In people that I talk to, and I talk to a lot of Democrats, lifelong Democrats, that there's one issue on the board that the Democrats are hanging out there right now that's forcing them to reconsider who they are, how they could ever support this party, and what they do moving forward, and that is third-term late trimester abortions. I'm telling you, this is a pivotal, game-changing decision by the Democrats to embrace the idea that abortions could occur at 30, 35, 40 weeks, possibly after delivery, that a child would be left to, you know, survive on its own or not survive with or without medical care. This abortion debate is bad for the Democrats. It's bad policy. It's butcher. It's letting the butchers run wild. And I'm telling you, it's pivotal.
Absolutely. No doubt. You know, it's very rare we can get a majority of Americans to agree on anything, but it's the upwards of 80-90% in most polls that oppose not keeping an infant alive outside of the womb. And there's vast opposition to third trimester abortion. A baby has a heartbeat. It feels pain. It's moving around. It's a fully developed human. We know many preemies who come out end up living and being just fine and being, you know, functioning adults later in life. And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting what we're hearing from the Democratic Party. And I think you're right. It's a turning point.
It is a turning point because, you know, here's the question. If you are a person of faith, if you're a Catholic or a Christian or a Muslim or you're just, doesn't matter. If you're a person of faith that believes in a higher power, how do you support that? If you're a mother or a father or a brother or a sister, how do you support the idea of an abortion at 30, 35 weeks when we know premature babies can survive after about 25 weeks now with technology? So, you know, people are having children prematurely that survive and grow into viable, wonderful people. And people know this. I mean, it's a big turnoff for a lot of folks.
That's exactly right. I mean, that, as you just said, the way technology has come, these babies, you know, many of them born very early can live outside the womb. And anyone who has had a child, who's looked that baby in the eye, who's seen them laugh, them cry, would be against the notion that in the third trimester of a baby's life, you could kill it inside the womb. And they've even gone farther with the governor of Virginia saying, if it's outside of the womb and the parent doesn't want it, we'll have a discussion. Absolutely not. That is what we call infanticide. That is the murder of a human life, and that is something that America will always stand against.
Yeah, I'm going to warn you right now. It seems to be the president may have gotten into the Diet Coke early. He's fired up. I just saw a couple more tweets come across the wire. He is fired on all cylinders right now.
He's fired up, and I'm about to get on a plane and head out there to Michigan, and I can't wait to see him live at the rally. I think it's going to be one for the books.
All right. It's Van Andel Arena tonight. The events, the doors open at 4 o'clock. The event starts at 7. I'd expect the president on stage about 8 o'clock would be my guess from watching these things in the past. But I'm going to tell you right now, they estimated the crowd was going to be 12,000 originally. I'm going to tell you, Kaylee, it's going to be about twice that or better. It's going to be huge. We've been hearing from people from the UP all over the Midwest that are streaming to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids right now. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's great to hear. And I think tonight we're going to see a crowd like we've never seen before, because not just is the president vindicated and exonerated, but so too are every single one of his supporters who have had to answer questions about Russia collusion and obstruction and defend the president. And his supporters have done so valiantly, and they were right all along. They do it. And tonight's going to be a big celebration. I can't wait to join you guys there in Michigan.
Kaylee, thank you so much, as always. Always appreciate your voice and being here. And we'll see you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Kaylee McEnany, everybody, National Press Secretary for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. If you're not in line now, you might be too late, but what the hell, give it a try. Back in a moment on the Steve Rivers Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy-saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.